I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
I went from old school Chevys to drop top Porsche. I went from old school Chevys to drop top Porsche. You couldn't walk a mile off in my Air Force. And you ain't seen what I seen. I can get 100,000 in these Sean John jeans. I went from old school Chevys to drop top Porsche. You couldn't walk a mile off in my Air Force. And you ain't did what I did. Where you from? Where I'm from? You gotta get it how you live. Everybody already know. A real street nigga. Every time see me out, I'm a real street nigga. I hope you got yours, I keep mine. In the club, blowing drums, throwing gang signs. And you already know, dawg. 745s back to back, me and old dawg. These other niggas is jokers. What they re-ing up with, I spent it all in strokers. In one night, 8 bitches, 10 balls of crisp. 40 grand spent just to make you glance at my wrist. Keep bread so we carry them toasters. But keep back though, my earrings for roast.
Now that we made our halftime adjustments, welcome to the third quarter, boys.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody? And welcome to the third quarter, boys. I go by the name of Slim.
And it's your boy Q.
We are here for a beautiful episode. Shout out to the boys.
Yes, sir.
In the building. Shout out to the third quarter crew.
Yes, sir. Me in the motherfucking building.
My vice president is black.
Yes, she is.
That's one thing I know.
Harris. Yes.
Shout out to
Madam, Kamala Harris.
Shout out to Uncle Joe and Auntie, Auntie Kamala.
We done calling Sneaky Sleepy Joe.
When the motherfucking barbecue, we in that bitch.
Yo, fam, do that shit.
Shout out to the black people who voted. Y'all niggas turned out.
Mm-hmm. It was different. We here. Like, I ain't know what the fuck, man. I was registered in New York, but I'm not in New York, so I mean.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you.
California was going to vote blue anyway. Same thing with New York. So. Good job. Good job.
Yes, sir. You going to give it nothing?
Trump up out of here.
Yes, sir.
So.
New season. Yes, sir, man. We here.
Be ready, people.
There's so much shit going on. Where do you want to start, bro? We want to get to some serious shit or we want to kind of keep diving into this presidency.
You give me your thoughts on what's next?
Man, listen.
Do you think Trump is going
to
leave?
Man, that's what I mean. No, right. No. I think Trump is about to act a fucking fool. We already talking about suing motherfuckers. He's already going to make it hard because he was talking about
cheating?
It's some cheating shit because of the ballots. When at the beginning he was all for it, and then he said no, and then he was like, he didn't know where he wanted to be in this situation at first. And then it comes out, okay, we get all of these mail-in ballots, it's millions and millions of mail-in ballots. Yeah, you're gonna at least not see the numbers from that at the beginning. So yeah, he might have felt like he won at the beginning, but nah, dude, you gotta let this shit roll out. And when now that the people see it, they like, yo, we gonna turn some shit up. His people already armed and ready. They already ready to shoot the clubs up.
So the thing is, he was telling all his supporters to go vote in person. When we got mail-in bullshit. Joe Biden, like, yo, you could be in your fucking car. You could sit on your couch, feet kicked up, do a little mail-in, Joe, mail it in, boom, done.
Right.
And that's what the majority of Americans did.
Yes, they did. It was mad fuck. They did record numbers. Well, y'all hear her. That's the new addition, Gigi. Shout out to Gigi and Kobe.
Little Jamie Shepard. Working on the ground.
Got in the house. So, this shit was weird, bro. So, what did you think before when all the numbers kind of like, when they were even? At the time when it was like 214 together.
Right. After the first night of the election, I was like, wow, a lot of motherfuckers still voted for Trump, bro. America like really divided. Trump, a lot of niggas voted for Trump, bro. He lost, but He ain't lose by a lot.
Yo.
He almost won.
Fail.
A lot of people still voted for this nigga. Like,
so now can we say that it's white America that's voting for him? Or
a lot of Latinos voted for the nigga too. Yeah. I would say a lot of people showed their asses over this last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of y'all showed your asses, and we remember. I remember who a lot of my friends and people I work with and people in the military, you niggas showed y'all asses.
Showed y'all true colors.
Hey, I heard this nigga Trump like, shit, if I lose, I'm going to run again in 2024.
Yo, he need to go somewhere, bro. Like,
he like, fuck.
At this point, bro, we don't need him.
But a lot of people voted for him, bro. A lot of people.
That's true. But I don't know if the Republican Party is going to back him again. That's my thing.
But the thing is, too, he's the most successful Republican candidate ever. Ain't nobody, he got the most votes.
Yeah.
Any Republican ever, like that shit, low key major, but it just show the racistness in the country.
Yeah.
Like, they need a little racist leader. So now what they're gonna do? Go back in their little holes and.
But that showed their true colors too.
Yeah.
All of this shit, Trump really, he gave everybody the MO.
It was a low key blessing in disguise.
Yo, for real.
24 years, and we got to see what people had really out in 2020.
Cause niggas now, bruh.
Man. You know, a lot of y'all white people, a lot of people wasn't for the Black Lives Matter shits. We remember. So y'all know, but the only bad thing I would say is Joe Biden won, but it's still a Republican Senate.
It is.
So for people who want to really the House is Democratic, but the Senate, that's still Republican, so.
Which in turn, I figured, because Trump set it up to where he put so many people into seats.
So.
Joe
Biden gonna have a hard time trying to get some shit passed through. You know, he's not gonna be able to. See, the thing with Obama, that kind of made me mad, but a lot of people don't wanna admit, when Obama came in fucking presidency, he swept the whole thing. The Democrats had the House and Senate the first 2 years. So that means Obama could have came through and passed everything. Whatever the fuck he wanted, bruh. He could have took care of whatever he wanted. First 2 years, and then they lost the Senate after that. So Joe Biden gonna have a hard time getting that tax plan through and all that other bullshit, but at least he ain't. I mean, at least he ain't racist.
We don't know. So
now, let me ask you a question. We know about his what he did, locking up a lot of niggas. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris locked up. Kamala Harris locked up a lot of people in California for drugs. I feel they owe it to niggas. Mm-hmm. Niggas was the ones who pushed them through to the presidency. They owe it to us to goddamn figure it the fuck out and goddamn put black people first.
They got to
make up a lot of shit that they fucked up, and it's their chance. Like,
so as we know that Joe Biden is the president now, we as black people, we as the America now, we can't let this nigga just sit down and be comfortable. We got to keep our foot on this nigga neck if we want some shit done. Hey, yo, your first 100 days, my nigga, get rid of that crime bill that you fucking put in there. Bring all them niggas the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Get all that shit taken care of, fam, and then we can start fresh and new with you. All that extra shit.
See, the one thing that really had me like, okay, I got to vote for this nigga. I got to have one more people vote for this nigga. He was talking about, if you're in jail for drugs, you're going to get out. Won't nobody ever go to jail for being for drugs anymore. I got a lot of people, my cousin in jail for drugs.
Word.
You got to get them out of there.
That's a fact. And what they're going to do as far as putting situations in these communities that need it.
See, now
that's another thing that
but I a lot know. Of the local voters, people all vote, went out and voted for the Democrats, you know, all that shit. Democrats was also pushing police reform. And a lot of the cities are past that too. So we're gonna start the police reform. And we ain't gonna just send these police officers out here to deal with this crazy ass nigga. We're gonna send the social worker too. Maybe they can kind of talk to him or something. But then again, maybe the social worker might get shot too. I see it from both sides. I see the police. The police thing I see from both sides. Like, you gotta be cool. It's fickle. It's a fickle situation.
That is true, though. At the same time, you can't put them in a way of, because at the end of the day, you're gonna have to they're gonna have to put those social workers through police training now. Now you're gonna have to give them arm training and all that. And some more shit, because you're just not gonna wanna put them in a situation. These niggas, he out there with a gun or some old knife or some dumb shit. And she gotta talk this nigga down. Fuck out of here.
You seen the video in Philadelphia, right? Where the two officers shot the nigga 15 times, right? The little background, before we knew about it, the nigga was, his mom called the police. She said they called the ambulance and the police showed up. And they just didn't even like to talk. If the police show up and you already kind of mentally out of it real quick, that's gonna turn you up even more, cause and then these niggas ain't even had no tasers.
They don't have tasers in Philly.
Yeah, like what is you nigga? What is y'all doing, right?
Rubber bullets, then.
So then my other thing, 15 times you ain't got to shoot them 15 times for a night,
right? Right.
Like you got to learn how to de-escalate. Like even in the military, we know how to fucking one shot, leg shot. It's two of y'all. Y'all both pop his legs off. Y'all train with the guns, like scary niggas in the situation, bro. Scary niggas in these situations is not good policing.
But how many shots does it take?
And y'all both shooting? Like, come on, bro.
Like, come on, son. Like,
that's one person like,
bang, bang, bang.
That's where it's like, okay, he's out of control. He's attacking y'all one night. I understand your situation. I get it. But y'all got to learn how to. Y'all, this the drive y'all want to do. Y'all, there ain't nobody got
to nobody put no gun in y'all head.
Y'all got to learn how to de-escalate situations. But it's the way I see it, is any chance they get to kill a nigga, they're going to do it.
So. If you scared, just say that. just say that, nigga. Yeah. Fuck, like.
So, one thing, shout out to the weed man. Mm-hmm. We Mitchell, shout out to the motherfucking weed man.
Always.
This from Larry OG.
Man, listen. I ain't gonna hold y'all. That's all I'm gonna say. that's all you can say, fam. Like, yo, this shit just get bad. Like after a while, it's like, bro, what?
You know what's crazy? I ain't been to a dispensary in a month.
Yo, you gotta. Well, we get everything delivered to you. Anything you want is delivered.
I'll be getting ounces delivered for $125 piece. You gonna deliver me down for $125 piece? Come on, bring them on through.
That's a fact.
I got some for
you. Oh my God. Just flavors too.
Flavors. High THC percentages. And if you have a little seasonal, catch your little seed.
Get your grow game up. Yeah. I'm telling you. I don't know.
So I see New York talking about trying to legalize.
Jersey legalized weed.
New state, like five states legalize it.
So did you hear about Oregon though?
Hey, all drugs, right?
All drugs, fam. Cocaine, meth, all of that shit. Yo, you know how many niggas about to be lit at Oregon? Yo, Oregon about to be the new hotspot, fam. That shit about to be the new Amsterdam, son. That's the Amsterdam of this world, fam.
You got whole Pacific Midwest. They like free spirit.
They up there with us. They up there. Yeah. They up there on top of us.
I'll take a trip up there to the Redwood Forest.
Yo, fam, that's gonna be different.
I'll take a trip up there.
That's gonna be different. I can't wait to see what that's gonna look like. I want to see if crime gonna go down. I want to see if everything gonna go down.
That's what it's like in Spain. Well, everything.
And Amsterdam. The crime low.
So, New York, they're talking about legalizing weed, but they're talking about a 20% tax on it.
That's still cool, because I mean over here they got 30% over here, so I'm like 30.
I thought it was 7, like 8.
Hell nah, That shit like 30%. Especially if you go into them like Tropicana and all them shits. That shit 30. Like, fam.
Hey, we only smoke indicas on that, people.
Yeah. But I'm gonna tell you like this. I walked into one of them motherfuckers. Nigga got, they had like $35 a. That shit ended up being like $70. Like, yo, wait, hey, fam. I ain't say two of them bitches. I say one. Nah, it's just a tax. Tax? $30?
But then when you fuck around and get two or three of them shits.
Man. Like, yo, you paying, like, it's wild in certain areas. Like, the taxes is high on certain. Yeah, but I mean.
You know, once you know to go.
Yeah. It is what it is. In certain places, nah, they don't really tax you that hard because.
All you gotta do is have your little discount code, and they always gonna give you a discount code to wipe the tax off.
Yeah, I think they see it usually it'd be like a 20% or 30% tax. Mm-hmm.
You go into what they have you do is they want you to order it on Weed Maps and then walk in. They always gonna make sure you're straight.
That's a fact. For certain days,
and they're gonna give you a couple free drinks on the way out.
Hell yeah, like this shit lit, man.
But yeah, I've been getting my shit delivered lately.
That's the wave.
My shit delivered.
Fuck it. Why even go somewhere? Like,
I ain't fucking too late.
COVID who? They give my body catch nothing for nothing. Like, I'ma still smoke my weed, but at the same time, we get that bitch delivered. Like, and then it ain't crazy. Delivery, that shit ain't crazy. Not like that. Like, it's straight though. But I'm at the same time, you get some guys. Like, you get some true guys. For real. But yo, man, I wanted to kind of hop into that Megan Tory shit. Now that we got some info and shit, I wanted to talk about that for a minute because still a little partial. Still rolling with my guy. Still rolling with him. Reason being, because new evidence have came out too from the security guard. Now he talking, right? Did you hear what he said?
Honestly, I just stayed away from that because it's just, there's no purpose for what? It's just a bunch of bullshit.
And it is.
I don't know. That's just like one of them distraction things for me. I've been just off. I ain't never want to talk about it. But, I mean, because it's like they both losers. Like, nobody went out of the situation.
And that's where I was going. That's where I was headed. I was going to say, I mean, I'm standing with my guy, but at the end of the day, what's the purpose? What's the point? Like, what is the end game? Like, I mean, if we're going to keep talking about all this black love and we need to stick with each other and all of this stuff,
man,
we need to fucking be trying to help each other, not fucking be canceling each other, man. That shit should be dead. Canceling niggas is over, fam. Like,
I'm saying it depends on what they do. Every case is
fucking... and every case is different. But in his case, he didn't do what the fuck they can say he did. Because what is being said is, Shorty was trying to shoot him. It was a girl. The girl in the car was trying to shoot Tory, and he was tussling with her with the gun.
If he shot her, he'd be in jail.
He didn't.
That's one thing. He's not in jail. True. So is he out on bond?
Because he had to go. They had to because he got named. So they gonna go and get him. But that's foul. Like, just because a nigga say you did something. Okay, and I always equated it to this. Like, say you was with a chick, right? And she just so happened to claim that you raped her. You ain't touched that girl. You know you ain't do shit. But you end up going to jail for that shit. And niggas classify you as a rapist. Is that some real? That's fucked. Like, yo, fam, you don't even know. First off, second of all, I did not touch this bitch. Like, why is y'all jumping down my throat? Like, y'all ain't asking no questions. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all automatically just boom. Oh, you a rapist ass nigga. Whoa, fam. This shit is big. No, y'all don't even know.
I think it's just a bunch of Hollywood setup bullshit, bro. Like, Mega's the industry plan to me, bro.
She gotta be, son. Because her shit just been going too perfect.
Oh, got it.
On some Cardi shit. Now I see Mike Cardi going through the bullshit right now.
Now, what you think about King Von getting shot? I've never listened to a song again in my life.
Me neither, so I should. I thought I heard he got shot, and that was that. I mean, I ain't know he died. I mean, again, I can't put no on men, but shout out to your family.
You know,
I mean, shots was game.
You fucking live by the gun, die by the gun.
I mean,
in that situation.
Yeah, I don't know, fam. I mean, that shit beyond me. And then it didn't happen in Chicago, though. That's the crazy thing. That's what kind of got me invested.
How you fucking...
You in Atlanta.
But how you go to fucking leave Chicago to still get shot by Chicago? Then? Like, god damn. What is you niggas doing, bro?
But it was undercover. And that's the thing.
But the fucking manager said it wasn't, the cop ain't shoot him, it was the other people that shot him.
See, like, I don't know what. And again, that shit beyond me, fam, because I don't know niggas, and I don't know they shit Chicago.
Okay, I know he just dropped his debut album this weekend. He had a bunch of interviews out. He had a bunch of big interviews. And
I just seen the nigga with fucking Flex.
The nigga got $1 million worth of game this week. Big Academics fucking interviewed and you doing the media run.
I don't know, man. That shit, it seemed like a Pop Smoke situation to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just probably some niggas.
They were saying he was next up. And
yeah, nigga. Well,
he was beefing with NBA Youngboy, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. They were switching back with their bitches, the female bitch beef and shit with the bitches. So then Quando Rondo is NBA Youngboy artist, and they seen each other in Atlanta.
But he was with the nigga Vaughn when he got shot, though. He was carrying Vaughn into the hospital when he got shot.
Yeah, they was fighting, though. Like, it's weird. I don't think he didn't want the nigga to die. Maybe they just want to fight.
I don't know. But yeah, he helped carry this nigga into the hospital.
It's weird. It's new streets, bro.
Like, and I can respect that. Yeah, I don't want you to die, nigga. But I do want. Are you gonna see these hands?
I want you to pull through so you can know we got you.
Word, like, yo, fam, it ain't never no nigga. I want you to die type shit. We out here the same niggas getting money. Like, nah, it ain't none of that shit like that. But if we gonna beef and fight, nigga, that's cool.
I can't get my one up. I got you. You been here to, I got you.
Like, damn, son, like that's fucked up though. It's still fucked up. At the same time, it's fucked up, but I mean
you live by the gun, I don't know. That's what these niggas do.
I mean, can you honestly feel bad for niggas that, I don't want to say put themselves in them situations, but kind of put themselves in situations like that? Like,
my thing is, when they put themselves in situations like that, and they got money. If you're in the hood, you're in the streets, you're just a street nigga. But you got millions and you're still doing the bullshit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can get away from it. You ain't gotta live that life no more.
Rest in peace, kid.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, we definitely do that. We rest in peace, son. But I can't go in too deep because I mean, again, I don't know. I do know somebody that's invested, but I mean, niggas is going through it right now, so I don't even want to involve that person.
Does that person have millions?
Huh?
Does that person have millions of dollars?
Does that person got millions?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
The nigga going through because the nigga, but you got millions of dollars and you out here bullshitting around. Like, why? Why, bro?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Where your security? Like,
where? Not where? Now, first off, why is you still beefing, fam? Like, that. Why is you still beefing? Like, I don't care. Yo, if I got millions and I'm out here eating,
$100,000.
Word, bro. This is
fuck my dick.
And why is y'all niggas sharing women? Like, what the fuck wrong with you? You see, and that's the one thing I don't understand try to hurt some nigga. Yo, why is y'all sharing women, nigga? It's so many bitches out here, boy. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, we not. These Chicago niggas weird because the godfather of the drug, Chief Keef. What was this fucking... Y'all should love your thoughts, bro. Like, what? You fucking a thought, bitch. Ain't getting me back.
Right, son. Like, man,
bitches ready. I don't get these Hollywood. Who else telling these Hollywood niggas they get famous just to share the same bitches? And I don't understand it.
Bro. I never, fam. I'm not ever sharing.
Trying to find me a bitch like 50 Cent. Find me a bitch from the cut.
Word, man, fam. What? Oh my god. And that's all that's out, yo. Listen, I might catch me a little Latin Julie. I might catch me. I don't give a fuck. I might be on my fucking Young Jeezy and get me a damn.
The Asians and Spanish chicks out here is winning.
Yo,
Santa Ana and Anaheim. Oh my god, bitches.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold. Brea do too. Fucking
Orange County got the bad
Orange
bitches.
Orange County got the baddest
bitches in America.
Oh my god!
If you feel different, go post on the page and show us.
Yeah, for real, because we need to see.
It's wild right now.
Yo.
Mark Zuckerberg, this nigga done banned me on Facebook today. I made fun of one Trump supporter.
He jailed your ass.
30 days, bro. 30 days.
You're going to have to make a goddamn aliens, fam.
Look at the last fucking few bitches that I added on Facebook. Bad to the bone, bro. Anaheim, all of them. Down the street.
I have not figured it out, bro. I'm going to come into... I'm about to catch a nigga plug and boom boom, man.
Yeah, just find you a bad chick that you
I got see. A couple, but they on Instagram, and that's the thing.
See, now you can still find them. It's a way you can search for people
off
on Facebook.
Instagram?
Yeah. Now on Facebook, you can go on the thing, search for just a random name, put it in search, and put it in Santa Ana, and then pick whatever girl that look good, boom. Hit the friend request, but then go to her friends and start adding
all
them. And then they all just gonna start showing up on your suggested friends, and then boom. And then what I do is, I'm gonna go hit her inbox, see what's good with
it. See
what's happening. With it, you know, if not, move on. But, you know.
It's too many to get. I mean, fuck it, told no. Like, bro, oh well.
Yeah, that's what I came to realize. Like, it don't matter. Like,
fuck it.
There's so many.
It's too many, fam.
Gotta look just as good as you.
Oh my god, if not better, if not thicker, whatever the situation
may
be.
Ain't got no kids.
Nothing. Just, don't ever get into it.
So the thing
I swear to God, I've been running into a bunch of bitches with no kids. Yo,
the good thing is these Mexicans. Correct me if I'm wrong, people. But from what I see out here is, if they in a relationship. They're gonna get married, have kids, and that's it.
Yep.
You see our two downstairs neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's so if she's not in a relationship, she probably just singler than a bitch.
Uh-huh.
Because these Mexicans out here,
they take that relationship shit serious.
They cucked up.
Yeah, that shit serious. Yeah. Oh my god. I swear to God, everything I love. If you get a Mexican young. The older she get, the sexier she get. I swear to God, if you the OGs and the OGs, they love us young niggas. They love us young niggas. I promise you.
Shout out to
nigga, where I work. Oh my God, them OGs be on my back. But the older they get, it seems like the goddamn saucier they are. Like yo, bodies be on. God damn, yo, it's like you 23, man. I'm like yo, you 60. Oh my god damn, yo, it should be it, yo, it's nuts. I swear to god, it's nuts. They age fine,
so
just like ours, they age fine.
Yeah, like you, the women and the weed out here, the two W's, women and weed out here
in the weather, bro.
Women, weed, weather, god
damn. That shit is real. Yo, shout out to motherfucking Dr. Dre for making that classic, bro. That shit is the most legit shit I've ever heard come out of any nigga from California's mouth, son. I swear to God, the women, the weed, and the weather is the best three things you could possibly pay for when you get the fuck out here. And everything you pay for out here is damn worth it for those damn three reasons.
So you're going to pay some high rent, but everything else is free. The women, you got a little bread for the women. I ain't going to hold you. But the weather and outside, is everything free.
Yo.
You go to the beach for like $2.
Nigga, yeah. On everything.
You got to go pay for parking and shit. You're gonna see massive amount of females.
And yo, beautiful. Any beach too. I don't give a fuck what beach you go to.
Just pick one and
just park. Get out and start walking.
Because the one thing I liked about out here is this thing called Pacific Coast Highway.
Yes, my pops told me about that.
It's like a fucking 700-mile stretch of just beach. The coast.
Yes.
Pick nigga. One and go, nigga.
Yo, and I'm telling you, it be packeder than a bitch. Yo, Huntington, shout out to motherfucking Huntington Beach.
That's probably that what I go to the boat.
Be the most littest beach that niggas go to. Because the no, that in Santa Monica Beach, that shit was dope. Santa Monica was dope.
Well, that's at LA County.
That shit was lit.
That's the most famous one.
Fucking Huntington? Oh, man.
The one I go to the most, but Laguna is low key fire.
That shit fire. Laguna Hill. Oh, yes. That shit is fire. Fucking goddamn. We're going to take a break, people. We're going to get right back into this situation.
Yo, we back.
Yes, we are back in this motherfucker. But yeah, like we were saying, the fucking beaches. Yeah. Huntington. Huntington is one of those places where you can literally do, it's like Little Miami to me.
Yeah. They got the little.
Without all the colors.
They got the little shops. When everything open.
Yo, my God.
It's going to be, we here just, it's half full right now because COVID.
And they can still pulling up. I ain't gonna hold you, niggas.
Yeah, COVID ain't stopped shit. I ain't gonna turn it, but
yeah, but it ain't stopped. Yeah, niggas is out here. Laguna Hills. You gonna see some of those beautiful houses you have ever seen in your fucking life. The scenery over there is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, you gotta pay $15 for that part.
Fuck it though, it's like, worth it. Mm-hmm. And you take your little shorty over there. Oh yeah.
I've been to two LA County beaches. There's one chick took me to Manhattan Beach.
Yo, that shit.
Manhattan Beach is fire. And then she took me to Seal Beach. And that's like.
That sound crazy.
It's mad fucking like Navy ships and shit over there. That's where the Navy SEALs train at. That shit fire too. But yeah, it's always gonna be something to do. And all you gotta do is pick parking the guy, bitch.
For real.
So, last time we talked, were we just starting the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
NBA playoffs?
Yes,
NFL
sir.
Season was just starting?
Yeah.
Midway through the NFL season? NBA season over? I'm just going ahead and let Q have the floor.
Go ahead.
I don't have anything to say.
The motherfucking W's in the air for go the motherfucking King.
There was a lot of haters out there for
too
you.
Too many fucking haters.
Go ahead and address them.
I'll say this. To all the motherfuckers that did not want LeBron to win, y'all can suck his dick now. To all of you Laker fans that was mad because LeBron was on your team, you can suck his dick now.
Because I remember the murals, bro. They done fucked up 3-4 LeBron murals. Now y'all in the streets party?
All the motherfuckers that was, LeBron is a bandwagoner ass nigga. Oh, LeBron is this, LeBron is that. Y'all go ahead and suck his dick now. Because he brought y'all niggas a championship. And all you niggas that was salty, because the AD come in there too. Hey, listen, suck his dick too. Because at the end of the day, we motherfucking champions around this bitch. We worked hard for this shit. LeBron is always going to be the GOAT. His numbers is proving it. I mean, you can niggas can hate on him all y'all want to, but he's going to continue to win. No matter what y'all say, he's going to continue to fucking win. And he keeps showing y'all that shit. Like, just give it up. I don't give a fuck. The conversation's dead now. Don't say nothing else to LeBron. He can win with anybody. He can take any team to a damn championship. He done take three different fucking franchises. I mean, what more do you want from this nigga? To be real, he don't got to prove nothing else to you niggas. There's nothing else to prove. There's nothing else to prove. He's a championship. I mean, he's a champion. He got another championship. He got another MVP. It's, man, come on, man. And he's second in the league, you know, if y'all know. All-time great. So, go talk. I don't know. But he's definitely top two. If Jordan's number one, LeBron's number two. I'm sorry. I mean, four championships, four MVPs. You can't beat that. You can, but you can't. And not with his accolades either. Not with the accolades. And not bringing the teams. Yo, 40 different first-time players have won championships with LeBron. I don't believe there's nobody in the history of the NBA that's done that. I truly don't. Not even Bill Walton has done it.
At this point, all you could do is just stand up like a man, clap your goddamn hands, and salute that nigga.
That's all you get, bro. It's like, what the
fuck? Right now, in this moment, you got to just shut the fuck up, salute that nigga.
Respect it and check it, fam. Like, because at the end of the day, what we... He doing this shit. He doing it. Anybody talking, he doing. What more do you want from that, man? What more do you want from that? Shout out to motherfucking weed, man. But goddamn, like, it's enough now. It's enough with the LeBron slander, with the LeBron hate. It's enough. Like, it's over. It's over. I don't want to hear nothing else about LeBron being this or being that. He know how to take over games. He know what to do. He knows how to win. Like, it's okay. It's understandable. He is the most valued player in the NBA. Why? Because he brings the most value to the NBA. On and off the court. Like, there's not another player that's bigger than him right now off the court either. So, I mean... It is what it is, fam. Like, no, I'm over it. Like, I'm not arguing with nobody about LeBron no more. Fam.
That's how I felt. Oh, I know we gotta talk about Brady.
Yo, my nigga said, and he's advocating for the league to start on the 22nd of December too. And if he gets that through, he's gonna be the GOAT. But LeBron said for the first half of next season, I think he's cherry picking the whole season. Let's go, nigga. Fuck they talk about, nigga. Fuck. Hey, nigga. What you want? What you want from him? He been running the whole goddamn time. He never cherry picked the season.
I mean, goddamn, you have 4 whole months off. That's why I'm like, okay, now your niggas get out. You got 4 whole months off, nigga.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Everybody had 4 months.
Everybody off. Did though.
So what you niggas need more rest for?
Hop back. Let's go. Right.
Then it was like 12 teams who didn't play. So them niggas ain't played since.
Yeah, since.
Y'all got to get that rolling, man.
But here's the thing, though. The
reason LeBron is the only one in the whole NBA that could fucking have a gripe about it. Everybody else, Joe Ashton fucking in training camp, man.
Right. Because LeBron is right. He in the gym right now. LeBron is in the gym right now working. Don't get it twisted. That championship, they mean shit. It meant something, but the shit ain't mean shit. That's just another ring to his collection. The nigga trying to get more, fam. He ain't playing. And if they get Chris Paul this year, fuck out of here, man. It's a dub. All we need is another 2-point guard because I think they're gonna get Rondo out of here. It's all we need. We get a fucking point guard. It's game's over, fam.
I would keep Rondo.
Yeah, I would too, though. I
wouldn't go for Chris Paul because it's gonna be too expensive.
No, if he takes less, it wouldn't. If he can work out a situation, it wouldn't.
If that's possible.
Because here's the thing, Chris Paul knows he needs a championship before he leaves his goddamn game, and that's the thing.
But he's not gonna be a free agent. Well, he is a free agent.
Yeah. This year's free agency is nice.
He got to take.
Because Kawhi is in it.
I go for DeRozan. Nah, I go for DeRozan.
All
the
niggas.
We got DeRozan, the nigga from Washington.
Oh, B's a Bill?
Yeah.
Bradley Bill? Yo, it's mad niggas this show, bro. This year is going to be nuts as far as free agency is. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So, I mean, I don't know. We need a point guard. We really need a point guard. We've shown that we don't need another star. But Chris Paul is just a great floor general in the sense of he's not going to worry so much about his points. He's going to be more so about running the offense. And if you got and you see what Rondo did when he was there, he was able to show those boys how to just run your offense, just be in the right areas, just be where y'all need to be. And the ball will be there. You can score. It's easy. Every time he was doing the running the point guard, if LeBron didn't have the ball in his hands, they were still scoring. LeBron was still he'd go on a run and then fucking he'd get off and then Rondo would get in there and then go on another fucking run. Cause he knows how to run an offense. But if you don't have to give LeBron that option and he can just run the floor now, This nigga jumper, his 3-point going up. This nigga about to get more dunks. He about to get more fucking blocks. He about to get more steals. He about to get more. He about to get more everything, fam.
Yeah, it's going to be. They could go wherever they want to go.
And then they're not going to need another outside player. Like, as far as, like, no Beal or anybody else, they don't need that.
Yeah, they do. They can't make it through another season with these.
Caldwell Pope can stay there. Kuzma can stay there. Caldwell Pope showed that he can keep his contract, fam. Caldwell Pope plays defense.
He
showed
he could keep his ring. I don't know about his contract. You keep your ring. I don't know about the contract, man. Come on.
I don't know about Caruso. Kuzma was balling, and so was Caldwell Pope. The niggas was a lot of the times Caldwell Pope was
hitting big shots. Caruso gotta go.
Danny might get Danny up.
We can get Danny. You got to punch that in the face. Go to ring at that nigga, bro. Go, bro.
God, you fucked it up. He was out hitting no shot. It was more so. It was fucking but, Caldwell Pope and fucking Kuzma and fucking Rondo.
They was too streaky. Besides Rondo, Rondo keep getting hurt, but they was too streaky. Like,
yeah, but I mean,
niggas
play defense. That's where they make it up for. If they can't hit a lot of shots,
I think they can upgrade those pieces this year. Because either you're going to get a third superstar or you're going to be able to upgrade your bench. You're going to be one of
them. Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. Because if they get a Chris Paul, they might put a couple of pieces to the bench, but it's not going to be – they're going to take away your Danny. That's going to be a contract they can give up. They can get rid of Caruso. And if they get rid of Rondo, that's three spots. They can bring in maybe fucking two, like, nice, decent role players and a fucking star.
I would keep Dwight and McGee.
You damn right. You got to keep them because it's inside presses. That's just
because what really stood out was they were so versatile. One series they didn't need the big man. Next series they were just dogging these niggas.
Yep. So, and then there are two different playing styles, two absolutely different playing styles. So JaVale is a more fucking dunker. He's more of a
Just scrappy.
Person. Yeah, just
but the way you
could. Why you can kind of post him the fuck up. Jarrell plays.
They play some defense,
and he also is a rim protector too. So it's like you get good value out of them niggas when they playing.
You gotta keep going. Maybe all right.
Yeah, I just say we keep Rondo. We can get rid of Danny and Caruso. Fuck it.
Rondo don't know how to keep shit in motion.
We should get the other. Morris brother. We get the Morris twins.
Shout out to them two niggas, bro.
Yo, Morris was hooping too, though.
Both of them was hooping, bro.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold. Morris gang with the shit.
Yeah, he gang with the shit. When he ain't here, punch a bitch in the face. Both of them. Shout out to the Morris twins. They was both hooping for the Clippers and the Lakers. The niggas knew where it was at. So I'm just hoping the Mellow Ball fall to the Nets, and that's my only hope for the NBA. Other than that, I'm just going to be sitting around waiting for the playoffs, unless the Mellow Ball comes to the Nets.
Oh, my God. That's not happening, fam. He coming over here, bro.
They say he might drop down the
draft. He's coming over here, fam. He coming over to L.A., fam. That's not – they already setting that shit up.
The Lakers don't got the goddamn – what pick the Lakers got? They out of there. The mother going top 10, bro.
Because I think, though.
No, that nigga Magic, they is not getting another boy fucking the Lakers.
Somebody done took those niggas first rounders. Some niggas done gave up their first rounders for some of their picks. Because, mind you, don't the Warriors got like mad fucking number one picks or some dumb shit? Because of Minnesota last year? Because I think Minnesota had first round pick last year or for this year or some shit like that. Some old dumb shit.
Minnesota got the first pick. The Golden State got the second pick.
Because they gave it up for Wiggins, though.
No,
they gave it
the
up.
The Warriors was the worst team in the NBA last year.
But they gave up their pick, though, to the Minnesota gave up their pick to the Warriors.
That's still their pick, though. That's the Minnesota pick, though.
Well, whoever, one of them niggas got that shit.
They
won.
They won it, too.
So, I don't know. LaMelo might go somewhere else. I don't know.
hope he fall down to the net.
But he might go to Chicago. Fuck with it. He should go to Chicago and play with Zach. That Yo, him and Zach? Oh my God. That'd be showtime. Cause Zach know he can give you a 50 ball easy.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with it.
Let that nigga get off the ball and let Melo run that shit? Man.
Larger 50.
He gonna get nigga a 50 ball a few games. Like, easy. And Melo gonna shoot for, I think when Melo gets the lead though, he gonna average at least 16 points.
He gotta fix his shot.
Nah, he don't.
That shit weird.
Nah, that's the best part about it. Cause you'll never know when that shit coming. And then you can't stop
you
it.
You don't hit it at a high rate though. You don't be hitting.
He do.
He do, but he be missing.
But you gotta let shooters shoot. So in a sense, just like Steph. Like Steph over here he had missing shots. And then fucking just like James Harden, he'd go missing a bunch of shots.
I think he's gonna be the best. Everybody. Boy. He gonna be nice. He's taller than a bitch.
But his jumper better than Lonzo's though. That's the thing. He got that slick at. His shit way better than Lonzo. And then his handle better than Lonzo's. And then he faster than Lonzo. And then he could jump higher than Lonzo. Like, niggas think Lonzo nice. Melo the nicest ball. Like, that's a fact. But the most found, like the all-around player is LiAngelo. Mm-hmm. He's the best all-around player where you can actually get the defense, you get offense. Hard. But he's strong though. He's like a Draymond, but he can shoot his ass off, and he has the legit form jumper, and he can shoot ambidextrous. So the nigga though, he nice and he got moves, but he heavy. So it's like,
the Lakers gave him a trial.
He's too heavy, fam. Yeah. Like. He can't move. He can't move. He can move, but he can't move.
You know who we said he was? You remember the show? What's that show? Remember it was Power, and then it was another one with Terrence Howard.
What's that show was called? Remember? Fucking.
You know the Lions. What was that shit called?
With the Lions.
Taraji P. Henson. But they had the three sons. The two of them, one was the singer, one was the rapper, and the other one was the goddamn Flunky. He kept, and it's always the middle one.
That's right.
Bro, you might as well take your ass to be the corporate side, be the boy, and work the goddamn internet.
Yeah, hell yeah. And
sell some merchandise, nigga.
Do something. But be a shooting coach, something.
So, I also want to let you have the floor.
Yes, sir, because
a lot of niggas said time was gone.
Yeah.
And I remember last year I was saying I wanted to keep him. Hell yeah, I want to keep Tom. Absolutely 100%. But I just don't see how they was going to make it work. And it didn't work. But you was always saying, get that nigga $50 million. Shut the fuck up. He
deserved it.
Get that nigga $50 million right now.
Just give it to him.
And the Bucks, they didn't give him.
We gave it to him.
They gave him.
You have 2 years, $50 million.
Good amount of money.
25 apiece. And he got incentives, so yeah.
And that nigga's the MVP front runner right now, bro.
Nigga. So. Well, shout out to all motherfucking Bucks.
Wasn't nobody in the whole world playing by no motherfucking Tampa Bay last year.
And we got AB this week. So shout out to all motherfucking Bucks.
Wasn't nobody thinking about Tampa Bay last
and
year.
And we get Mike back this week. So,
God, I'm coming back. So,
bruh, listen, like, so, I mean, everybody wanted to count just the Bucks out. They wanted to count time out. They wanted to count Gronk. They get Gronk out of here, too.
Nah, why didn't nobody think about the Bucks last year? But you,
bruh, I'm a avid Buck nigga, bro.
So I don't want to hear nobody else in life but you. And that's it. Wasn't nobody else a Bucks fan before last year?
And wasn't nobody even when we found that niggas found out we got Tom Brady.
Oh, y'all niggas still gonna be ass. Oh, yeah, he ain't gonna do shit.
Yo, fam, we about to be nice as a bitch, fam. Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas thought it was gonna be, but we gonna be nice. Come on, we got the fucking GOAT. We got the best fucking quarterback that football's ever fucking produced. And you think that he ain't gonna be, he got weapons, fam.
Yo, Gronk been hoping lately, too.
We got weapons. We got big weapons. Yeah, they got we got the best defense in the league.
They got the Air Force right now.
Best fucking offense in the league. Who knew?
The defense.
I did. Nice. Fuck niggas thought it was. But we were suspect last week. And fuck it. We still came out with it. The Giants had us rolling.
But the thing is, last year y'all would have lost games like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why y'all gonna have that's why y'all got 6 wins already. It's yep. only halfway to the season. What you had 7 last year?
Mm-hmm.
Halfway in the season, I already got 6.
That's no, what was that? 7 wins? Mm-hmm. I think it yeah.
Last year I was 7
yeah,
and
7-9, yeah.
See, y'all already 6-2.
Because we went 5, we went for the 5 that last 5 games, some dumb shit. I was like, man, fucking kill the season. Fuck that shit, man.
Like, yo, that's only some time shit, bro.
Yep.
Like, that's only time. Like,
third quarter boy.
God,
you
damn,
fucking third like, quarter boy.
The bad part about it was a couple weeks ago, the Patriots was playing the 49ers, right? Jimmy Garoppolo coming in, old Patriots quarterback, they whooped the shit out of us. Cam playing like trash.
And he don't know how to win, though, bro. He doesn't. Nah, see, and I told him, yeah, the system. It's the system, too. He's not comfortable in the system.
Well, nah, he was playing good. He caught COVID. Once he came back from COVID, that nigga just been crazy. He don't got nobody to throw to. First of all, it's the same thing Tom was dealing with. We started Tom ain't watch. He can't keep going to.
But he always found a way.
But the defense was way better last year. And we had fucking 7 starters going off COVID yeah. this year. Like, the defense is not comparable last year. Defense was all time historic last year. Like, that's why I stopped people with that.
But the Tom, defense, but still, your
Tom,
offense still Tom found was still a way.
Going. Tom was still going through the. We in the playoffs. The defense only gave up 14 points. And Tom, they can't muster up 2 touchdowns. Like,
right.
It was the whole same thing all last year, but we had an easy schedule. Yes, sir. Ain't no easy.
But here's the thing. Tom has played the most difficult schedule he's ever played in his career playing with us. Because you got to mind you, we have the Saints in our fucking division, bro, that we have to play 4 times a year.
Yeah, everybody else trash, bro.
I mean, we got Atlanta and then we got the Panthers.
They both trash.
Yeah, but the people that we play as far as in our division.
Yeah, I give y'all quality wins the whole year.
Packers,
wash the shit out of Packers. Aaron Rodgers, big goal.
Nick, but we're playing literal, like, competition. Like, we ain't playing no ass niggas, bro.
So, Tom Hoover. And then when I'm watching the game against the 49ers, every motherfucking – every highlight, they oh, let's go to Jim Nance in New York. Tom Brady throws another touchdown. Not only throwing a touchdown to a random name, Tom Brady throws a touchdown to Gronk. Fucking day, bro. Jimmy Garoppolo whooping our ass. And then Cam's team, like the Panthers, they got their new quarterback to the Bridgewater. They winning. It was just a bad day that day.
Niggas is doing it's we have a decent roster. Atlanta's gonna be okay. I mean, they're not gonna be the best team.
Yo, they're
the
try.
I mean, they're okay as far
pick.
As
they might be top 5 pick. They try.
They
keep blowing
consistency. The niggas was consistent at least for when they had who they had. Matt Ryan was their quarterback.
They still like still there. They just try.
But I mean, even but a few years back though, the niggas was nice.
They fired their coach.
It was all right. And yeah, certain situations started
happening. I'm talking about this year. They fired their coach.
Fuck that nigga.
Shambles, bro.
Fuck it. Like, he need to get the fuck out of here.
We need to get the Panthers all right. The Panthers is the team you're talking about right now. Not
I mean, I'm just the saying Panthers. As far as their consistency, as far as how it's been for us in the past years going
right
into
now,
what right,
the
we
Panthers
got right now.
Is one y'all need to watch.
We
but not ready. Y'all going to watch
them. We going to watch them niggas. It's the Saints, really, that we really have to worry. If we can get the Saints out of here.
Only team in the NFC.
Getting ahead of them?
I would say.
Then we good.
Only team I need to worry about in the whole conference is really the Saints.
Real talk.
The Packers, y'all beat the shit up. The 49ers is done.
We'll watch everybody else. There's no
Cowboys
else.
Is
oh, it's the Saints. The Saints is what I'm worried about. Now, we're just going to tell the tale.
Y'all play tomorrow. Kansas City. Y'all play Kansas City coming up, too. Y'all got
to that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. But we gonna watch them though. This is he gonna get to play Mahone again. He gets to play Mahone again. So it's like, yo, fam, I'm gonna show you now what the fuck I should have did to your ass. For real, for real. Like, fuck, nigga, I shouldn't. Nah, hell nah. And I'm gonna really put it on you. Now I ain't gonna let you feel like you can get fucking 31 fucking points over you in the second half. That shit ain't happening again, fucker. Fuck you thought this was, nigga. I'm about to bust your ass for real, for real. Fucking AP on the spot. Oh my god.
Oh my god. So you know me, I'm on the matter. All right, yo, let me see if these butts talking about AP. Because they put AB on the game. AB wasn't on the game until this Thursday. They put him on. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I'm fucking doing all kind of crazy shit. It's like, oh, everything. God. But then everybody else is getting even more open. Like, Chris Godwin so fired. Like, mm-hmm. And then you just throw it up to Mike Evans. Just the mm-hmm. crack open and then.
Nigga. Yo, shout out to the fucking Bucks. But yo, listen, fam. He got it for 2 years, too.
You niggas gonna have some pressure, right? AB some pressure, bro.
Yo, fam.
And AB motivated, bro. They didn't like AB.
What?
They like AB coming in looking crazy in practice, bro.
Yo, AB got something to prove, fam.
Let me tell you, when he played the first game with the Patriots, like the first drive, when he. Tom Brady threw it to the nigga like every play. Cause the nigga, you know how you watching the game and you just, they hype the ball, everybody go. And you see the wide receivers at the top of the screen. AB just like, like that nigga jumped, bro. Like the Tom just like, yo.
Just moved, bro.
I never seen that like it in my life. Bro. And we only got it for like what fucking quarter, bro.
we got him. And Tom gonna make sure it's
that nigga AB jump off the screen like a, that nigga. Shit different. That nigga top five Hall of Fame all fucking time, bro.
We wanted to abuse niggas this weekend.
The Saints got the
weapons. They got weapons too.
No. The thing I'm looking last week, I'm watching the Saints and Panthers game. The Panthers throwing bombs on the Saints.
They secondary trash.
The Saints secondary is horrible.
We
y'all go ahead and say prayer for them.
Go ahead. Go ahead and say prayer for them. We can, so we got AB this week. Y'all secondary's about to be in fucking trouble. We about to abuse you niggas. Like, oh my god. Long as Gronk run his routes and kind of fill up that middle, let everybody else do their thing on the outside. It's a wrap. Nigga, we is abusing y'all secondary. Y'all not gonna know who the fucking double.
You can't double anybody.
Nobody.
And they spread you all.
Y'all niggas think we gonna fucking destroy y'all shit, son.
Tom too smart. He's gonna just read whatever y'all doing.
Hall of Fame quarterback, 6-time champion. Oh God. What are y'all gonna do?
As long as y'all O-line hold up, that's the key to the whole, that's the one thing for the whole Patriots run. As long as that O-line hold up.
We good on that though. He been in their ass. He been in their ass. Give me some time, fam.
Yo,
he been getting it. He been getting it, though. But he been getting time in the pocket. As long as niggas give him time in the pocket to be able to make a decent decision, we're good. Yo, and he just got it. He can't stop it. He got to stop
all the bullshit. That's all that he takes. One time he cut your ass on the national television, he cussed them all the niggas over. And it was over after that.
After he was like, motherfucker, I'm going to break my fucking helmet. You know what? Come here, y'all. Hey, you motherfuckers better be on job. But I mean, Tom got to settle down. He hyped too, cause he happy. I don't think he ever been as happy as he's been.
He ain't been like this since 07.
Yeah, bro.
07.
He feel like, yo, fam, I can, yo, we gonna win this maybe bitch regardless.
The one time we had the Aaron Hernandez team and went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that was another super team. But it was just
you can't get targets everywhere. You couldn't just stop nobody.
But the Giants just do the bullshit.
Yeah. But that was calm. They ain't got nothing. When you playing teams like us, you really ain't got nothing to lose. So you going out there with a different hunger. When you us, we got everything to lose. Because a loss to the fucking 1-6 fucking or 1-7 fucking Giants? Nah, fam. Hell nah. That's hell nah. Hell nah. We couldn't do that. Like, so. I mean, I'm glad he did third quarter boy that shit, because, I mean, we was playing good. He just was overthrowing shit last year. I couldn't get it. Like, yo, fam, why are you overthrowing? Like, you're Tom Brady. Stop overthrowing. These niggas ain't 7-2. Like, come on, man. But we going to take another break, people, and we going to get right back with y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the torch gang. We in here. We banking this bitch.
I've been having to use the torch to spark these big eyes blacks. So
3-5 each time.
So
there you go, 3-5 each time.
I don't. But, I ain't been really into no new music lately. Ain't nobody ready for 21 was all right. 21 Savage.
Man, shout out to the Savage boy.
That was some good work.
That shit was hard as a goddamn rock. I think that might have been. I mean that, and they say not Benny, but
yeah, Benny shit was fire.
What's the other nigga? It's Benny, it's West Side Guns, and Conway. But Conway and Benny been dropping.
Benny just dropped the album. Benny, that shit was fire, and I've been listening to it. That's the first time I ever really listened to that nigga shit. That shit is solid.
Well, bro, I've been on that 21 Savage hard. I ain't gonna hold nobody.
Mm-hmm.
That 21 Savage different. It's crazy because he went back to the Metro Boomin mix. And
right.
Him and Metro Boomin is magic, bro. I don't know.
They had fans fucking signing petitions to get that nigga to drop.
Nigga. Like, what the fuck?
I'm glad he touched on a lot of, you know, the shit with the English. He
nigga.
Touched on a lot of shit.
Yes, nigga. You know, he was telling niggas suck his dick, bro.
It was some substance in that shit. That's what I like.
Yeah. I'm rolling. That shit was hard. And then that dollar sign. I've been on that tight dollar sign. Whoa, yeah. Oh, fam. Oh, man. That featuring dollar sign? Yo, that shit is stupid.
Ty dropped the album, didn't he?
Yes, that's the featuring dollar sign. Okay. Dollar sign. That shit is crazy, fam. Mm-hmm. And I'm a R&B nigga. I love R&B shit. Like,
there's some hits on there.
Whoo! This nigga got nigga. I'm gonna run some of the features that he got on this shit. Cause this nigga just got he got niggas just in that Tory Lanez was hard too. Like, but this nigga got some shit that you would never kind of just like picture niggas being together. Like he got a joint with Anderson .Paak and Kanye. And then he got a joint with Lil Durk. That shit hard. The joint with Quavo hard. He got a joint with Nicki. He got a joint with Rowdy Rich, Big Sean. But then he started fucking. He got the Future Thug too. That shit hard too. But then he started going on some shit where he got Black and Musique together. On some shit like. And then he got some shit with Skrillex, Kanye, and FKA Twigs. Like some old
As you reading up these features, you tell me the name of the album is Ty featuring Ty.
It's featuring Ty. Featuring Ty Dolla Sign.
Oh, you got all these songs? That shit on me. Okay. What about T.I. album? I didn't listen to that either.
See, I didn't get to really get into the digest T.I.'s album yet.
Nah, I kinda. And yeah, really ain't getting no bad songs, you know. Ain't really no songs break through the.
Yeah, and it's.
He usually got a song that, you know.
Hit the radio and kind of buzz. But him or Busta dropped too.
Mm-hmm.
Busta just dropped. And I mean, they doing this thing where they kind of comparing the two albums together. Where, I mean, I'm not really too.
I'm glad we didn't get that verse. Y'all didn't want to see T.I. verse. But yeah. We did talk about the Roots verse. Outkast.
The Roots, nah.
That's what Swiss Beats and those coming up too.
That's not a good one.
The Roots gonna get washed.
Yeah, they is. That's not the I feel like if you're gonna do an Outkast, you gotta do somebody like UGK. Some shit like that. Like they're a tandem.
So let's talk about the Jeezy versus T.I. I got Jeezy.
Ooh, fam. Yo, this is gonna be hard. Yo, I'm still up in the air, bro. Like
y'all remember when the podcast started off with the Jeezy? Y'all know how
that
Jeezy hit
different. Slap different, fam. Like,
Yo, and then, yo, all that nigga got to do is play that fucking Thug Motivation 101 the first
time. Yeah, well, Kamala by Air Forces, bitch. That when I drop, bitch, I don't want to hear that about
that. And what? And then, yo, bro, all of this shit, like, yo, fam, like, yo, fuck, son.
T.I. Yeah, might be in trouble.
T.I. No. But T.I. got some slaps, bro. Like, you got to think. T.I. was out before Jeezy was. So he was already out here.
T.I. got some shits, but
he was out here cooking already.
He got a lot of mainstream joints that way.
I don't know, fam.
T.I. got a lot of mainstream.
You got to think he got mad shit with Pharrell. He got mad shit with Thug. Yeah. He got mad shit with mad niggas.
Not just mainstream, bro. T.I. mainstream, bro.
Yo, what?
He gonna hit you with the Justin Timberlake.
No, he said he ain't playing that. He said he ain't playing it.
He said he ain't playing JT.
No, he said he ain't playing the Blurred Lines either.
Okay.
Yo, he got shit. You got to think he got no one in the corner has sagging. Yo, would he pull that bitch out?
He got to, because Jeezy's going to be too hard for him. Jeezy's going to be too hard for him.
Yo, he got slaps, fam. You got to think. Rubber Band Man. You got to think. 20 Foams. Like, all the, yo, he got, T. I, yo, he
T.
got.
T.I. one of my top, T.I. one of my top five favorite artists.
Yo, so I don't know, son.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not gonna be quick to judge this.
I got T.I. way higher than Jeezy.
So what do you? So what's the numbers in the sense of, oh, you got Jeezy over T.I.
I can't call it. But I just think Jeezy gonna stop hard. I think Jeezy gonna stop hard. It's just gonna be too. It's gonna be too like. When it go back, when we hear it,
when is that shit like, happen? Oh, next week? Oh, the 18th. Yo, that's cooking, bro. I can't wait for that.
When you just hear certain slaps, it's just going to hit different.
Oh, man. I don't know, bro. This
but then when T.I. hit the Rihanna drug,
he
got to hit him off.
Bro, he got features and some old shit.
He just can't miss. So we got Tyson versus Roy Jones coming up, too.
That's yo, still, Roy better go to
night. I forgot about that, but it's coming soon, a couple weeks.
Roy going night.
He got to take this one L for the culture. We ain't gonna be mad at you. We just want to see Mike knock a nigga out one time.
It's gonna be quick, dude. It's gonna be quick.
If you can give us a good three rounds, I ain't gonna be mad at you, Roy. He gonna run.
He got to. That's what's gonna help Roy Joseph.
If we could we just want to see Mike get his little more one time.
His combo game?
Yeah, let Mike get into his shit one time, a couple times, and we good, bro.
If Roy Jones do that, he's going down. 13 seconds, I guarantee it.
I want to see Mike.
All a nigga need to get hit with is one Mike Tyson combo, and you're going down. You don't want to feel that no more.
We want to see it, bro.
Bro, you see what he did to his trainer?
No, but I think it's rules where like they can't knock each other out or like something weird.
You can't tell Michael Tyson. Mike Tyson.
He only got one switcher. We want to see it. I will pay good money.
Killer, nigga.
I pay good money to get shit turned on one more time for the streets. Roy Jones, come on.
Man, Roy Jones would have been better off fighting Floyd. Man.
We not even gonna make fun of you, Roy.
He just better off fighting Floyd.
No, I ain't gonna hold nothing against Roy. He's still
my man.
Just take this one for the streets, bro. I salute you, bro.
Cause you
somebody
got to
do it.
you going down, bitch. Don't think that you winning this fight. That's not happening, nigga. No deciding. No punches thrown.
Yo, this nigga.
No, nigga.
Stephen A. Smith. That nigga Red Jones came on first. Take Stephen A. Smith. Was like, I'm really concerned for your life.
Nigga, yo. Shout out to Stephen A for keeping that shit 100.
Like, yeah, I'm concerned for your life,
shout
brother.
Out to that nigga. God damn. Because, yo, who going to tell that nigga not to do this shit? He wanted the bag. That's why he going to do it.
So he going to tell him what the
son, I would never. I don't care how much money they pay me step in a ring with fucking Mike Tyson.
Let me pull out one of Mike Tyson videos.
Not doing that shit, bro. They can give me 100 mil, bro. I'm not getting in a ring with this nigga, fam. I'm not doing it. And he get to really hit me? No, fam. That might be one nigga in the world I might be like, hell no, I don't want no smoke with, fam. I don't want no smoke with Mike Tyson, fam. You good. You good.
This is September.
Yo, do you see how he's hitting this nigga? Yo. He don't even want to, like, yo, fam, back up, son. Son, look at him. Yo, his trainer's scared, son. Yo, no, son, I'm not doing it. No.
Yo.
Look at this nigga. He's never lost a beat. Oh my! And you know what's so what's better about Mike now?
He's so fire. He got a weed.
No, he's healthy. He's fucking. He's more calm.
He got a weed.
He's so calm now to where if you start, yo, a lot of things ain't gonna. It's gonna be a lot of anger coming from behind those punches, but it's gonna be a lot of more smarter moves.
Oh no, he might snap back into that Mike.
But he is. He's always gonna be that dude. But again, he's gonna be more smart about it.
Let's see if we can pull up a Roy Jones
train. Roy Jones gonna train. He couldn't train fast enough, hard enough, in my book, to even equate to what the fuck this Mike Tyson out here. Damn,
it's the boy in October.
See, that's all he's gonna do. He got a sticky move.
But he got a little pads, bro. Mike Tyson, nigga.
He on that nigga body, fam. He in that nigga shit. Why? Because Mike Tyson get that combo on your ass. It's night time. He gonna be running. I told you, he gonna use the fucking ring to gain him some fucking momentum. That's the only thing he can do because what Roy Jones has over Mike Tyson is the arm length. He's longer in arm length. That's
Mike
the
just
one thing.
Mike might just eat him and just come. Just
yes! Son, and that's what he needs to be worried about. Mike can take punches, and that's what you need to worry about, bro. He's the heavyweight champion for a reason. That bitch can take punches.
So, one thing I want to get into before we wrap it up, the PS5, Xbox, new Xbox is coming out, right? I need them to get Fight Night back up and going. I need a boxing game.
Yo.
I need college football and college basketball games.
They need to virtualize a lot of this.
I need you niggas to step it up for the PS5. And like you said that, they've been trying that shit, but you're right, it's time. It's 2020. I need to be able to have a little place.
Yeah,
I need to be able to act like I'm Pat Mahomes and goddamn.
Yo, I swear to God, what I want to do.
My jumper.
You
got to make sure your jumper straight every time it's okay or you fucking.
Fam, just get your fucking screen and just fucking. Just
get your little placemat.
Nigga,
put some gloves on.
You got to be in the game, bitch. I'm going to hit you with these moves. And whatever moves you do, it's going to be the moves you do in that game. And if those moves is trash, and get your ass done, hey, nigga, you got everything that you do in real life going to have to be equivalent to that game. Now let's see if niggas can really do it.
Yeah.
And you can just run in place. It don't gotta be like running around. You just run in place.
Yeah, active, nigga.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting around playing games all day. Might as well stand up and goddamn.
And really do this shit. So now you really feel invested.
Because what I do is when I get on my game grind, I've been on my Madden grind this week. What I do is I get up and make sure I exercise early. So I'm at least got my blood going. I'm good and active. And then I go get on the game, bullshit around. And then I might get on the punching bag or get do some kind of steps, cardio or some shit. But yeah, like you got to mix the shit up. For my gamers out there, you got to mix the shit up. Can't be.
Yo, I'm an in shape gamer. But imagine you being able to play that Madden game like legit virtual. Like, you got to hit stick that nigga. You got to read the defense. That shit be fire, fam.
Yeah.
What? That should be dope as a bitch. You know how many people will be more invested into paying $60 for a game?
Right.
Versus fucking niggas feeling like they wasting money. Like, damn, bro, I got to pay $75 for a game now? $100 for a game?
Because now, when we're playing Call of Duty, when we're playing Madden, when we're playing these little geeks ain't. Nah, bro.
They ain't just sitting there. Now you up there. You really on some shit. Like, we really out here, man.
These little geeks can't use their little buttons.
You really got to be on that joker like that. See what that really be like. Now, nigga, now we ain't no. Or your shit really come up based off the fucking way you play for real, for real. That's how you get your fucking and your VCs to come up.
So.
Yo, we got to create that, fam.
Yeah. That'll be fine. We got to get up with a virtual company out here. So one thing I also want to touch on before we leave is one thing I want to say is a lie. The song "It Never Rains" in Southern California, bitch. It rained this morning, bitch.
Yeah.
But now that's the first time I ever seen any kind of party.
And I hold you right now, it's not raining right now. Yeah. And then that shit, it was weird how it rained this morning.
This the first time I ever seen any precipitation since I've been out here. So, you know.
We take it.
It was cold yesterday. I was like, God damn. It was a cold 80 degrees.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. It was warm at first. It started out pretty warm because when I walked, I was
by the beach city.
Oh, yeah, Spike was cool there.
In Newport,
I was in Brad.
I had to go to Newport yesterday to pick up these papers. I had to get a COVID. I got to order a COVID test so I can get on the airplane because you got to take a COVID test with you.
Now?
Yeah, for New York State. So I gotta take the paper to the thing when it's time so I could take
it. Yeah, all right, now I don't think I gotta do that shit.
But no, you driving. Yeah. I'm flying and you could just get in there. So I was gonna go run Africa. I'm already out at the beach. I was like, we're gonna run. But now it's too cold. But then I got out here back in Santa Ana. It was warm. It was nice and warm. But that rain, it was colder. I was like, it's gonna rain. But
it didn't. And this morning when I went out to the store or some shit, it was a little light, little drizzle. I'm like, man, it shouldn't even know how to rain out here. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
All kind of fucking puddles and shit. But
it's weird, but I mean, it's cool though. I take it. If this is what our fucking winter is going to be, I live. Yeah. Fuck it.
What you got?
75 on an average day. A little bit of rain here and there.
It's going to be 90 this week. Oh, God. We go back to the 90s.
Yes, sir. It's about to be. Lit.
So shout out to the Weed Man people.
And remember, I heard it's pretty nice at home too.
Yeah,
it's been like 70. Yeah. Shout out to Rock.
I know they had some snow last week.
Oh my God, that's what I'm dreading going back home for. I get to eat though, bro. I get to eat when I get back to the crib.
Yo, mom said she gonna send us out some boy sauce, some crunchy sweet sauce.
Hey, will she come out?
No, I told her to send that shit. Like, no. Yes. I was like, send me.
I can bring that shit back when I come home.
I was like, send me some country sweet sauce and kill. I know you like the boy, so I send him some. She gonna send him out.
Bro, we get infused like fuck.
Shout out to the Weed Man. Remember sativas in the daytime and because at night. goddamn.
Or you can mix it up.
And goddamn LeBron and Champ, see, y'all got to shut the fuck up until the goddamn season start.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, shout out to the Weed Man people.
Oh God.